you go see someone a little bit nicer.
Love Radio.
Sweet. Oh. Also, so when you get come here for your treatment or anywhere else, you need to ask certain questions. Where do you source your material from? What does it do? Organic certifications. Who are your growers you're picking up from? How do you know the quality? We're in a huge Wild West market right now, and it's ridiculous. And the language that we're allowed to use is really barely sanctified. Because you can go
You're talking from Rebecca Live now.
Okay, great. Yeah, so this is a good time to join. Hi, everybody in Radio
World. Again, this will there'll be, we can post the pod, the entire cast later. So none of this got lost.
Yeah,
that's why Ed's here backing up just in case the internet or
in terms of the medical aspect of that Jay is trying to reach with getting the information out there.
Mm-hmm.
So as a bud tender, it's better to have that medical somewhat of the medical knowledge of what these.
No,
well, you have to remember that none of us are physicians.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So,
sorry,
like,
didn't mean that.
We
for
really
that.
Have to be cautious of like how we word things and
right.
how we make suggestions based on patient experience.
Mm-hmm.
There's
combined with our own experience.
Combined
well.
With our own experience as well. Yeah. And
our knowledge of the product.
And
yeah.
By the way, and again, as a person on the other side, this is what I mean. But it's a very personal journey. Because someone can't tell you what's right for you, because what's right for me is not going
to
be right for you. It is so personal
to
your personal chemistry and how, I mean, you know, what's your baseline personality like? What do you like when you're mad? What do you like when you're sad? What is your range of emotion? All those little factors factor into, well, this would be better for you.
Yeah.
And it's not like Pfizer who says, here you fucking go and here's your pill. When I had my cancer surgery, they gave me a fucking, no lie, a bottle the size of my water bottle full of Vicodin. It was as big as, I was like, what the hell is this? Well, that's for your pain. You just sent me like $500 a street, I mean, maybe more, $1,000. Well, how much is a pill? Like $15 a pill or something on the street? I still have the damn thing. It's here. Well, go be a junkie. We'll see you soon. So instead of that approach, which honestly is not natural, because nothing cookie cutter is natural, the approach of literally getting to know who you are and having an intimate, not, you almost require intimate knowledge of yourself first
mm-hmm.
before you can go forward and actually find the right thing. If you don't know yourself, it'd be incredibly difficult to go out and it'd be not miraculous, but it'd be much more difficult. You know, you really have to know yourself.
Without a little outside guidance as well from people who know the strains that they're selling.
Oh, and so my very first time in the dispensary, and it's ugly. I walk in, I said, well, I'm looking for stuff called RSO, which you know is Rick Simpson oil, highly concentrated cannabis oil. It comes in like syringes, it's a horrible pasty green, and it tastes awful. But after some research, I walk in, and I said, you know, and here they all, the music's blaring, yeah, that, and this guy's got like a, and he's got a Yankees cap on, it's, and, you know, everyone looks like a mess. Like, so I'm looking for this RSO, they go, he's asking for RSO, he must be dying. He's like, yeah, it's me. Oh, well, I said, well, how much do I take? The guy, I don't know, how much weed do you smoke? I said, not much at all. How much should I take? I don't know. If you have someone who knows. So they go back and they get this guy. This guy looks like Jay-Z. I mean, he looks like, he is Jay-Z, essentially. He came out and had some more knowledge. He said, well, probably you should squirt an ml, like this much, like the end of a teaspoon. He goes, well, hold on. Next person that comes out is basically Jerry Garcia comes out. He comes out, and by the way, for those who are listening, Jay-Z actually wasn't there, and neither was Jerry Garcia. These are metaphors for the way they look.
Yeah, I haven't spoken enough pot yet for that to happen.
Yeah, so yeah. He tells me, you know, he actually kind of knew what he was talking about. But I thought, you know, I'm the kind of person that's not shy about keep asking, drilling down. Most people aren't like that. They'll just, okay, they'll have a bad experience. And then
these guys.
Yeah. And we're used to breaking balls because everyone's breaking our balls constantly, so you have to know how to do it back.
Yeah, I order a sandwich, I get your balls broken.
Yeah. And you got to like it.
Then
you move out here and then you miss it.
You order it wrong, you go back in line.
But then they'll have a bad experience, you know, go home and say, I can't have weed ever again. And your body builds like memory muscle to bad experiences. So I think, Ed, you've, every single time you had it, it was the wrong thing. And now you have a like almost sort of like your body is saying, oh, no, weed bad. So that's why I'll give it to you.
Imagine if I smoke weed and the cat farted in my face, I'd probably be off it too.
Yeah, so it was 4 feet tall and growling at it.
That was a lion, Ed.
And it was Leo. It was, you know, Brian's cat.
Is Leo a lion?
I'm sitting out,
I don't know.
Actually, I curled up on the couch. I'm like this, and the cat's there. And like, like I'm at his spot. He's growling at me and turning around and farting. And I was like, and I'm pretty sure that happened.
You guys should just get together later and smoke that joint with Ed,
yeah,
just the two of you, and record it. See
what
happens.
Well, Ed, now you have the benefit of getting something from a professional,
yes,
that recommended this and created this beautiful,
no,
joint for you. So it would be rude for you to pass it on
all
to
right,
me.
Oh, my God. That was a...
But I'll let you know, if you don't smoke it for a week...
Yeah.
All that's going to do is loosen your muscles, get rid of your headache, and if your wife is wants to partake with you,
oh, my wife will be, she'll be all over it.
It might disappear. You should start it.
ACDC is actually very good for menstrual
cramps. Thank you for getting us back on track. Everyone, let's stop for a second. Rhonda, among, I told that I'm the reason he's here is to make sure I stay on track.
Yes.
You haven't done it at all, Ed. Rhonda got us back on track. The train whack is wonderful.
Good.
How's your arm feel?
It's amazing because I could feel it, but I could care less that it's there, which is actually better than not feeling it.
That's kind of the way the pain management of the train wreck works. You're still able to be social and talkative.
Yeah.
Do you feel any lack in that as normal compared to when
of course. Blue Dream? There is definitely a I'm not – yeah. Well, what?
Huh?
Compared to Blue Dream what? Let me tell you how I feel.
Compared to Blue Dream?
Blue Dream is going to get me much more floating, much more – like I'm going down my thoughts. I'm sailing through the universe of information and knowledge. You're finding disparate phenomena and making connections. That's Blue Dream. And as far as pain, what is pain? Pain is a mathematical equation. That's more of how Blue Dream affects me. Is that something about how Blue Dream affects you?
I just would say it's more uplifting for me.
It is uplifting for me because I am sailing through space.
Yeah. But not quite sailing through space.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's more like, I just had a really good date. Right?
It's amazing.
Yeah, uplifting. This is like space time.
So for me, this is, I don't feel like I'm floating or I'm uplifted. I'm definitely grounded. And I can feel myself. I can feel my own body. And I can feel where I'm in pain, but it doesn't bother me. It's like it has given me a greater awareness of my own body.
There, but you're not feeling it the same.
Okay. Yeah.
For our listeners, did we mention what train wreck is? It is a sativa?
It's a sativa-leaning hybrid.
Leaning hybrid.
Yeah. It's definitely sativa-leaning genetically, but not very, very sativa-leaning. Blue Dream's more on the sativa end than train wreck is. In comparison.
Well, again, I'm losing a little bit of bits and pieces. So, as we suspected on these casts, and again, by the way, do we want to do this again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We're about to join you in the train wreck. We're going to blow it in Ed's face the whole time.
I was curious, how do you know, like, the mixture on all of them? That is a bartender.
What do you mean the mixture, Ed?
Well, you know, like the more in sativa, more in the...
Oh, okay.
And stuff. I always wondered that.
My journey into bud tending was different than everybody else's here.
I can't wait to hear this story. I was a young lad.
I was a young lad. At 32 and a
I was
half.
In a Haitian fishing boat.
Exactly. So I have a very varied background in entertainment, bar management, and retail management. And I plan to move to Portland with my girlfriend. Just figuring I'll find a job and switch careers because I've been doing music full time for a long time. And
what kind of music?
Whoever's paying.
my favorite kind.
Yeah, and I was very good at it. But I want to switch careers. And Rhonda and I have a family that we're mutual friends with.
Hmm.
And they heard through Rhonda, hey, we're looking for someone that does this. And they're like, well, Rich is moving to Portland. And Rhonda and I, they put us together and said, you're hired. You seem cool. You should hire me.
Is that
you're sick home. Now.
And so now I'm here, but I didn't know anything. I wasn't even sure between sativa and indica.
So there is no like certification course for bartenders, as you said before.
Not yet. There is plans.
But it, is there bartender education about how is that going to just be purely on the meanings of different strains, or is it going to be more about also customer service?
More like Stacey, I think. So LCC is doing it, and it's kind of like
Stacey.
Like,
depends.
Don't
it's more how not to break the law rather than how best you know your strains.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if Like two little kids walking on each other's shoulders with a big a big robe to open the robe and make sure it's not a kid on another kid's shoulders.
Yeah. So the reason I know what Trainwreck is because I studied, more or less. I when they hired me here, I didn't know what the dispensaries were. Wreck happened on the 1st. I was hired September 28th. It was my first day. And it was literally, I was breaking everything here. And I wasn't sure, but I understood that there are people coming in here that want to know these things, that need to know these things, and need to know the difference. I've spent the last 4 or 5 months studying, and the first month of October, I was high every night with a different strain, trying it out.
So there was your research.
Yeah.
Can he write that off?
We're going to find out about that.
Yeah.
Because if you could, maybe you could write off all, put your log, your hours.
Yeah. Actually,
he's also a Cicerone.
Yeah, that's one of my other Cicerone. It's a sommelier, but for beer.
Oh.
In other words, well, could you explain that for some people who have no idea what you're talking about, like me?
I am a beer expert.
You're Somalian?
My vocabulary is so tight.
You look Irish.
Who cares? It's
you
the wine. It's Cicerone for beer. But no, it's... I have a...
You're not Irish?
I am Irish. Cicerone is a beer expert, and there's several tiers. I'm tier 2, which is actually hard to get. Tier 1 is pretty easy. Tier 1 American is even easier. Tier 2's international is hard.
Well, this is all I really want to know. How many people, when you say you're a Cicerone, because when I thought that, I thought, you don't look Italian. You don't look like a Cicerone to me.
We're Portland.
Yeah, maybe you're half Cicerone, but you're no full Cicerone. How many people know what you're talking about? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
In Portland, so a lot more than average cities in general.
So give me a number. So I don't feel completely retarded.
I'd say if you walked into a bar that wasn't a dive bar, 50% of the people
Heard
that word.
Amazing.
In Portland. Wow. I would say most other cities, 10 to 20%.
Incredible.
They know the word, they know what it means, they don't know the qualifications for it.
Well, let me tell everybody, my time on this podcast is ending. As I said before when we did this, because I would slowly start fading away. So before...
We have the perfect
chance
to pick it right back up.
We got some Durban Poison. We got some CBD coffee.
This is which tells me a couple ideas for the next cast, is that it should be scheduled for longer, so there should be something down and then something up, uplifting afterward. We'll try it. I have 90 seconds to wrap this, because I think it is going to cut now. Any ideas for the next cast?
Well, I remember we were throwing out ideas before when we were kind of, talking about this podcast, was to how to tell if you can trust your bartender or not, if he knows his shit. So I think that would be a good
topic. Different options for people, because people don't really know what products are out there besides flour.
Other products that you offer.
And there are also a lot of products coming out that don't contain THC and CBD only, so you're not even going to get stoned off them. They have medical benefits.
So having someone here has chronic pain and actually just rubbing oil in and see what the... Because that would be a great way to go.
Yeah.
And Ed, there will be an Ed episode. There will be the episode that Ed...
I don't want to be the Gary to your Howard Stern.
Well, you have no choice. It's happening that way. Other than that, this has been a lot of fun. I can't wait to do the next one. We just got to get some more things put together.
Yeah.
Anything else to say?
I just want to say, Rhonda is beautiful, and I want to say everybody here at Apothecary is beautiful.
How about me?
You're beautiful.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Jack.
Stay classy, Portland.
Now, if you want to do anything to, like, did we get full introductions on everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to take care of that.
I'm good on that.
I think it's dead.
We talked about the bud tender.
So this is a sativa? This
but again, we get
because I kind of feel
No, it's a sativa-leaning hybrid. Okay. So, like, you use the term hybrid. It's like saying I. And then
yeah, well,
different.
So this one's the Micro G. This is kind of the standard vape pen that we have in the store.
You get a lot of body effect from the inside.
It has
the
these little chambers that screw off.
So it's kind
body
of thick.
Effect, so what do you
how do you put it in there?
Because I kind of feel
so
the
top
everywhere.
Unscrew.
Yeah, that's the body effect.
And that's where you would put your flower in.
That's, and that's the body,
yeah,
that's the muscle
little
relaxing,
spring.
That's why we
kind of
push
it down.
Like I'm like
you feel tingly everywhere.
But I feel tingly
when I'm talking about. I have like a, you know, our spice grinder.
Yeah, yeah.
That you
grinder,
in there.
Yeah.
But to have that in a room would be more convenient than grinding all of it at once.
Right, yeah.
And then different sativas get you to go up and do different things. And different indicas are better after you got up and went and did those things.
See, Ed is going to convert.
Wow.
Wait.
Let me
record that again. That was good.
Remember?
Yeah, you're going to do that again.
Okay.
So.
Everybody quiet for a moment. I just want to get his statement on that. Okay, go ahead. All
right, so you have.
Okay, go.
So you have sativas and indicas. Sativas are your get up and go, and your indicas are your got up and went. And certain sativas are better